Cynthia Weber wandered sleepily into her kitchen. Although it was dark, the light above the stove flooded the room, causing her to squint. Her eyes had adjusted to being asleep, albeit not for that long. A sound outside the back door caused her to walk towards it. She crept to the door, then jumped back as she saw a man's face.
"Good grief!"
She pressed her hand to her chest and tried to catch her breath, then opened the door.
"Warren, what's going on?"
His police cruiser was parked in the driveway behind her car. That meant one of two things: official police business, or he was stopping by on his way home from work. Cynthia considered him a friend, but their friendship had never included unexpected visits. Behind Warren stood Mom and Dad. What were they doing here so late? Had Warren called them? She tried to read their faces in the dim light. Mom looked like she was about to cry. Dad took Mom's arm in his and he smiled, a sad half-smile, as they moved towards the door, still behind Warren.
"It's gonna be all right, Gail. This is just a big mistake," he said.
Warren hadn't said a word, but concern spread across his face. As he stepped inside, Cynthia silently pleaded with him, a harsh stare on her face.
"Cynthia?"
He stepped close and held her arms by her side as he spoke.
"Len McKinley was found dead behind Shared Solutions, co-working space."
Her jaw dropped.
"Oh my God!"
Cynthia covered her mouth. She'd seen Len just hours ago when they'd met to discuss his file at Shared Solutions.
"There's more."
Warren still had his hands on Cynthia's arms.
"Your gun was found at the scene."
"What?"
She shook free from Warren's grip.
"That's impossible. It's locked up under my bed. I'll show you."
She walked down the hall to her bedroom.
"I was hoping you'd say that,"
he said, following her.
"What are my parents doing here anyway?"
"I thought you might need them to stay with Luke."
Thank God he was a heavy sleeper.
"Why?"
She reached under her bed and pulled out the case that held her handgun. It flung open and smacked her leg. It was empty. The blood drained out of her face, and her eyes burned as she realized what this meant. She looked guilty.
"I knew a gun was a bad idea. I never should have let you talk me into it."
"Look, I know you didn't do this," Warren said,
his voice lowered and his ice-blue eyes searching her face.
"You're damn right I didn't do this. Len was my first client, a paying client. Why would I want him dead?"
"It appears as though he's the one who's been stalking you."
Cynthia's mouth gaped.
"I don't believe it. It doesn't make any sense."
Her eyes scanned Warren's, looking for answers.
"What would my client have to gain from stalking me?"
"He could have been trying to scare you."
"But the caller never said anything. It was just your typical heavy breathing and static,"
she said.
"He may have been waiting to ask you for whatever he wanted until you were good and scared,"
said Warren, keeping his voice low.
"Look, I know you're a good detective, but how do you know it was Len?"
"We traced the calls you received to his cell phone."
She shivered. "Wouldn't his number have come up on my call display?"
Warren shook his head. "There are many ways to block caller ID."
"So, Hack traced the calls to Len's phone. What about all the other stuff?"
Having worked at Calgary Police Services for the last few months, Cynthia knew cybercrime genius Harvey Ackerman would have been the one to trace the source of the phone calls. Warren looked towards the open door of Cynthia's room and took a deep breath. She sensed he was losing his patience.
"The car you described matches Len McKinley's. It appears to have been stolen from Shared Solutions."
Cynthia raised her eyebrows.
"I could have sworn it was a woman driving that car."
"We can only go where the evidence points, and I'm afraid that gives you motive." "Cynthia, I..."
"Never mind." She raised her hands. "I know, you're just doing your job."
"I also know you didn't do this," Warren said,
begging the gun case for evidence.
"Did you need to call your lawyer?"
Was he referring to Drew, her ex from university, who'd recently moved back to Calgary? Cynthia's heart raced.
I don't know. I've never been arrested before.